USDA's role in the new nutrition fact labels. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, over the last few reports, we've focused on the proposed changes to the nutrition fact labels found on roughly 70,000 food products.
The new label would help consumers make better, more informed choices about the foods they eat and help support a healthy diet.
That's FDA Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg giving the reasoning behind the changes that are scheduled to take effect in 2016. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service is already on the job, as Jeff Canavan, Deputy Director of Labeling and Proposed Delivery, gives his thoughts on the efforts.
We're looking to make changes that are consistent with FDA that reflect new public health and scientific information, including the link between diet and chronic disease.
Canavan says they are working in partnership with FDA to implement the changes.
FSIS has reviewed the FDA proposals for the updating of the Nutrition Facts Panel and the reference amounts customarily consumed, also known as the racks upon which serving sizes are based, and supports the updating of both regulations. FDA is working closely with FSIS in our development of the rack changes so that we are able to use the same parameters and algorithms in the proposed modification of the rack.
And according to Canavan, all of these actions
are consistent with our goal of ensuring nutrition information presented on labels is consistent across all food categories, including meat and poultry products.
Which, of course, is under the jurisdiction of USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.